Praise the Lord, my dear friend. Let me once again welcome you to your most favorite program, The Pentecost Hour, proudly sponsored by the Church of Pentecost Headquarters. We are most privileged to have on Pentecost Hour an apostle of the Church of Pentecost and a missionary. He is in the person of Apostle Dr. Dela Kwampa. He examines the subject eschatology. So, my dear friend, let us listen to Apostle Dr. Dela Kwampa. A rock of refuge, you are my hiding place and shield. Be to me a rock of refuge, you are my hiding place and shield. In you, oh Lord, do I take refuge. Do not cast me from your presence. Be to me a rock of refuge, you are my hiding place and shield. Be to me a rock of refuge, you are my hiding place and
take refuge. Do not cast me from your presence. Be to me a rock of refuge. You are my hiding place and shield. Be to me a rock of refuge. You are my hiding place and shield.
My beloved listener, may peace, grace, and favor from our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto you. Thank you so much for tuning in to listen to Pentecost Hour at this critical moment. And I believe you are being blessed by all the messages that we preach on this channel. The Church of Pentecost leadership is appreciated for sponsoring this program, and every member of the technical team is also duly acknowledged for their contribution to the success of this program. For the past couple of weeks, I have been speaking on the topic eschatology, which means the end time events. Eschatology, the end time events. And I did give a kind of structure of the expectation or the revelation of specific occurrences and specific individuals, significant individuals that would emerge to define this period in history. Now, the next big event we are all looking forward to, according to the premillennial eschatological belief, the next one is supposed to be the rapture, where the saints will be whisked to heaven. After that, they would experience the Bema Seat judgment, the Bema Seat judgment in heaven, where the saints will be rewarded for their service to God. And I pray that you would also receive your reward then. Whilst that takes place in heaven, there would be tribulation on earth. And the tribulation is marked by 7 years of intense suffering that has never been experienced on earth before and would never occur again. During the tribulation, my beloved listener, the Antichrist will be revealed. And I spoke last week about the Antichrist, who would not just oppose Christ, but he would also imitate Christ and deceive, oppress, manipulate, and suppress many. Now, after the tribulation, Christ would come down and step on Mount Olives, which is referred to as the parousia, the second coming of Christ. Now, when Christ comes to this world, the devil would mobilize his forces and engage him in the battle of Armageddon, where the devil will be defeated and will be confined to the bottomless pit in chains for 1,000 years, referred to in theology as the millennium. Now, during the millennium, Christ would establish a perfect government where there will be peace and stability. No natural disasters, no man-made disasters, peace, stability, progress, fruitfulness, and construction would take place. After the 1,000 years, the devil will be released again from the bottomless pit. He would then go and mobilize his forces and engage Christ and the saints in the battle of Gog and Magog, which would actually be the final battle, the ultimate battle to be fought in this world. When Christ defeats Satan at this battle, Satan will be chained and put in the lake of fire, never to be released again. And he will be there with unbelievers, sinners, who refuse to accept Christ. May this message challenge and provoke you to give your life to Christ so that you would not join Satan in hell's fire. May grace deliver you from this scary and very undesirable experience. The very final event that would take place in history will be the Great White Throne Judgment. The Great White Throne Judgment. Today, my dear listener, I want us to look at the topic, the tribulation. The tribulation. Last week, I spoke about the Antichrist. And the rule of the Antichrist is actually part of the tribulation. The rule of the Antichrist is part of the tribulation period. Now, during the rule of the Antichrist, there would also be the false prophet. According to Matthew 24:24, many false prophets would arise. But during the end times, one of them will rise above all the rest to captivate and capture the world's attention. He will be the most famous false prophet ever to emerge. And you can read about him in Revelation 16:13 and 19:20. He's actually the second beast of Revelation. The second beast of the Revelation is the false prophet. So now, I was telling you about how Satan tries to imitate God. Just as we have the Holy Trinity comprising God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we also have the unholy Trinity. And the unholy Trinity is made up of Satan, representing the Father, the Antichrist, representing Christ, and the false prophet, imitating the Holy Spirit. So the unholy Trinity is made up of Satan, Antichrist, and the false prophet. May God grant you grace, and may you never submit to, serve, be captivated, or enthralled by the unholy Trinity and their machinations. The complete events of the tribulation, my dear listener, which is our topic for today, are recorded in Revelation 6 to 19. From Revelation chapter 6 to 19, you will see all the event, the chain of events that comprise the tribulation captured there. Now, there is a structure which I want to share with you in that passage. The judgment occurs in three waves. The judgment of the tribulation occurs in three waves, and each of them contains seven parts. Three waves of judgments, each containing seven parts. The first wave is the judgment of seven seals. The judgment of seven seals. And the judgment of the seven seals is followed by the judgment of the seven trumpets. The judgment of the seven trumpets. After the judgment of the seven trumpets comes the judgment of the seven bowls. So seven waves and seven parts. God has a sense of mathematics, hasn't he? 777. The seven seals will be opened in the first half of the tribulation. The seven seals will be opened in the first half of the tribulation. And with the opening of each seal, which I'm going to talk about very soon, is a release of punishment, wrath, that would be released upon those living on earth. That is, those who could not make their rapture and will be staying on earth will be subjected to these judgments. The seven trumpets would be blown during the second half of the tribulation. So note it, the first half of the tribulation would receive the judgments of the seals, but the second half will receive the judgment of the trumpets and then the judgment of the bowls. The seven bowls are poured out in a short period just before Christ returns. Now, some of the scripture passages that refer to these judgments term them as birth pangs or birth pains. It's like the earth is pregnant and is about to deliver, and the earth is going through these birth pains to give birth to its promise. My dear listener, let's read about it from Jeremiah 30:4-7. Jeremiah 30:4-7 speaks about the tribulation. These are the words the Lord spoke to Israel and Judah. Yes, this is what the Lord says. We have heard a cry of terror, of dread. There is no peace. Ask and see whether a male can give birth. Why then do I see man with his hands on his stomach, like a woman in labor, and every face turned pale? How awful that day will be! There will be none like it. It will be a time of trouble for Jacob, but he will be delivered out of it. Although this historic period of Israel's suffering, we can also project it to refer to The eschatological period that marks the end of history, referred to as the tribulation. The tribulation, as I said, is an intense period of suffering, and there is nothing like it before, and there will be nothing like it after. My dear listener, I challenge you to give your life to Christ so that you would escape the tribulation. Matthew chapter 24, verse 8 describes the tribulation period as all these events are the beginning of birth pains. All these events are the beginning of birth pains. And we want to proceed and look at the initial outpouring of God's wrath in the seventh seal judgment recorded in Revelation chapter 6. Seventh seal judgment in Revelation chapter 6. Now, when the first seal is broken, and that reminds us of Revelation chapter 4, where history stood still and heaven was looking for somebody who qualified to take the scroll, break the seal, open it, and read it out. Nobody was found but the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who had conquered death, emerged. The Lamb that was crucified emerged to receive the scrolls and to break the seals. Now, when he breaks the first seal, what we see coming out is the manifestation of a white horse. And you can read about that from Revelation 6, 1 and 2. Revelation 6, 1 and 2. And that white horse, don't be deceived. That white horse is nothing positive, nothing constructive. But the white horse is the revelation and manifestation of the Antichrist. The white horse represents the Antichrist. Then the second seal will reveal a red horse. And the red horse symbolizes war. At that time, there will be outbreak of war on the whole world as never before. Nation will rise against nation. Tribes will rise against tribes. There will be widespread war such that nobody would desire to live in that period of history. My dear listener, I am talking about the tribulation period and the events that would occur when the seven seals are broken. That is the seven seals of God's judgment. The third seal will reveal a black horse, and that black horse will release famine upon the earth. Famine would come upon the earth. There will be lack of food. There will be shortage of food. All agricultural ventures would not yield their produce, and people would starve. Some would starve to death. Some would starve and become so deformed that they would wish they were dead. But then they would also not die immediately, but they would just suffer. That is the third seal releasing the black horse. The fourth seal will release a pale horse. Revelation 6 and 7 will release a pale horse. And that horse symbolizes death and hell. Death and hell. And that judgment would kill so many people on earth and confine them to hell. That marks the fourth seal. Now, when the fifth seal is broken, the martyrs, that is, those who were killed for the testimony of Christ, would emerge in heaven, and they will cry out to God and ask, when is he going to visit the punishment deserving of those who killed them on the world? And God would ask them to wait until all those who will be killed in similar manner are killed. And then when the full tally of martyrs is reached, then God will punish the earth. God will punish people dwelling on earth for persecuting his saints. May I use this to challenge all of us, especially those of us who are persecuting Christians, calling them names, abusing them, interfering with the work of the church, to desist from it, because there is an appointed time of judgment, and you would not escape it. The fifth seal reveals the martyrs and their unique position in heaven. The sixth seal would mark a universal upheaval and devastation. There would be destruction. There would be earthquakes. There would be tsunamis. There would be volcanoes. There would be everything would just be in a topsy-turvy condition. Tragedy will visit the earth as never before. That will be the sixth seal, universal devastation and upheaval for the sixth seal. Now then, the final seal, which marks the end of the judgment of the seals, my dear listener, would introduce the next wave of judgment. When the seventh seal is broken, then the judgment of the trumpets would begin. The judgment of the trumpets would begin when the seventh seal is broken. And we can read about this in Revelation 8, 1 and 2. Revelation 8, 1 and 2. So note the first set of judgments, which marks the beginning of the tribulation, the first half of the tribulation, seven seals. Then we proceed and look at the seven trumpets. The first trumpet will be marked by bloody hail and fire. There will be hail and fire, but that hail would be bloody. Hail is like droplets of snow that falls from the heavens. And as to how this and fire could be mixed up, it's a miracle that only God can perform. And when that happens, one-third of plants will be ruined. One-third of plants will be ruined. The second trumpet would be attended by fireballs that would drop from heaven, like it happened on Sodom and Gomorrah. Fireballs would drop from heaven, and one-third of the ocean would be polluted. Can you imagine? The third trumpet will be marked by the falling of stars. And when it happens, one-third of fresh water would be polluted. The source of drinking water to the world will be polluted. The fourth trumpet will be marked with darkness. One-third of the sun, moon, and stars will all be dark and will be darkened. Revelation 8, 12. Very similar to the plagues in Egypt. One-third of the sun, moon, stars darkened, marked by the fourth trumpet. The fifth trumpet would actually release a demonic invasion that would torment people such that people would cry out for death, but they would not get it. Death will refuse to kill them, but they will be subjected to so much torment. That would be the fifth trumpet. And the sixth trumpet would comprise a demonic army that would strike people on the earth and kill one-third of them. And this will mark the beginning of the Great Tribulation, or the second half of the tribulation, when the Antichrist rules. The sixth trumpet will be followed by the seventh one. And the seventh one would also mark the announcement and proclamation of the next set of judgment, which is referred to as the judgment of the trumpets. Scary events, traumatic events, tragic events that would occur in the tribulation are enough to tell us, to teach us, to instruct us to serve God, to submit to Him, to live righteous lives today, so that when the tribulation occurs, we will not be part of it. By then, we would have been in heaven to be receiving our reward. My dear listener, may God visit you. May God speak into your life. May God redeem you. Receive salvation grace. Submit your life to Christ so that you would be a saint destined for the Bema Throne judgment rather than a sinner subjected to the woes of the tribulation. May God bless you as you receive this ministration from your minister, Dela Kwampa. God bless you richly. Amen.
Thank you very much, my dear friend, for being part of this edition of Pentecost Hour, proudly sponsored by the Church of Pentecost Headquarters. And we have been listening to Apostle Dr. Dela Kwampa, an apostle of the Church of Pentecost and a missionary. If you have been touched by this message and you want to give your life to Christ, to accept Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, let me give you this opportunity. Kindly repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I accept you today as my Lord and personal Savior. I'll live for you all the days of my life. So help me, God. Thank you very much, my dear friend. If you have said a prayer, kindly call 024-767-9833. 024-767-9833. I am Daniel Ni Tetetaki. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Burning in my soul.